Herbie Mann was born Herbert Solomon 73 years ago in New York City. He died last night in Santa Fe, New Mexico, after a battle with prostate cancer. Mann began his musical career as a bebopper, but his tastes and talent were too far-ranging to be contained in one single genre. Thanks in part to Herbie Mann, the North American musical vocabulary includes Afro-Cuban and Brazilian jazz, jazz rock fusion, and what we think of as world music. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Herbie Mann left the musical world with a signature sound, the ethereal notes of a flute uncurling over the throaty cadences of jazz. But Mann and the flute took a while to find each other. He started off playing the clarinet and tenor sax as a teenager in New York City. After coming home from military service in the early 1950s, Mann found the jazz scene flooded with fellow saxophonists who, like him, idolized the cool, swooping melodies of Lester Young. So Mann tried something completely different.
Herbie had his own unique voice from the beginning.
Marty Ashby is executive producer for MCG Jazz in Pittsburgh. He worked with Herbie Mann for over 20 years. Ashby says that Mann visited Brazil in 1961. The country and the music were a revelation.
The freedom of the Brazilian rhythm, the richness of the Brazilian harmony, provided him a wonderful palette to paint with for, you know, the next 50 years.
Improvisation and experimentation were critical to the way Herbie Mann approached his work. So no matter where he traveled musically, from Afro-Cuban to Middle Eastern to funk and blues, he always brought along the top players he could find. In an NPR interview from 2000, Mann explained what drove his wanderlust.
Straight-ahead music is in a box. It's one, two, three, four. Ethnic music is in a circle. It bubbles more for me. I just never really felt comfortable just playing straight ahead.
One of Herbie Mann's biggest hits came from a period where he was investigating blues, funk, and reggae. In 1974, he recorded a disco single with Sissy Houston. Hijack was a massive hit, but Mann came to feel that his label, Atlantic, cared more about commercial viability than artistic daring. In 1980, Herbie Mann dropped out of the public eye for nearly a decade. Then he helped start a small record label in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where he lived for the rest of his life. He said that there, he started re-examining how he wanted to be remembered.
My whole life, I've played music I've loved, but wasn't really my heritage. I'm not Cuban, I'm not Brazilian, I'm not black, I'm not Jamaican, I'm not Middle Eastern. I'm an Eastern European Jew. Why don't I just go there now?
According to Marty Ashby, that's exactly what Mann did.
One of his most recent projects was going way back to his roots to Eastern Europe and exploring those melodies from his childhood.
What Herbie Mann managed to do from his childhood to his death was put many cultures in conversation, moderated by a flute. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.